Shalom and Baruchim Habaim. Welcome, Baruchim Habaim, to audio lesson number 3B. As previously mentioned, the goal and intention of the B lessons is to broaden and expand on the subjects we have already learned in the A podcasts. We will have vocabulary added to our word bank, we will be deepening our grammar knowledge, and we'll give you some extra time to be the Hebrew speakers yourselves. Being subscribers to our website also provides you with the option of reviewing vocabulary using the grammar charts, and for those of you who are interested, studying and practicing your Hebrew reading skills. Just a short note before we continue with today's lesson. In this and some future lessons, I will refer to individual letters. For those of you who are not yet familiar with the Hebrew names of letters, I will use an English pronunciation of the letter. Please remember that in some cases, letters which usually act as vowels do have a consonant feature, such as the letter O in Of Course or Oklahoma. More about that can be found on the transliteration appendix to podcast number 1A. For those of you that do know the Hebrew alphabet, please bear with us for the moment. Let us start by asking Liat and Eran to repeat the monologues they had on lesson number 3A.
Shalom. Shmi Eran.
Hello. My name is Eran.
Ani student.
I am a student.
Ani lomed refua.
I study medicine.
Ani oved beveit cafe.
I work in a coffee shop.
Shalom. Shmi Liat.
Hello. My name is Liat.
אני סטודנטית.
I am a student.
אני לומדת משחק.
I study acting.
אני עובדת במסעדה.
I work in a restaurant. So a male says אני לומד, I study. אני עובד, I work. A female says אני לומדת, I study. אני עובדת, I work. It is important to understand that we only have one present tense in Hebrew. Hence, there will be no difference between translating verbs such as work, working, study, studying, etc. Now, let us talk about the idea of basic form and the roots of words while briefly comparing English and Hebrew on that aspect. In English, words like employment, employee, employed, or employing use the same basic root or form of the word. In this case, employ. Different endings, suffixes, are added to alter the meaning and tense of the root word. In Hebrew, the basic origin of the word is not another word, but three letters, mostly consonants, that comprise the root of the word. As an example, for the word lomed, the root letters are L, M and D. Just for the purpose of demonstrating, I will use this root of the letters L, M and D while conjugating study in the past, present and future tenses. In the past, למדתי. In the present, לומד. In the future, אלמד. Eran, will you please repeat the two verbs you were using on your monologue?
Of course. I was saying לומד. Study, and oved, work.
Liat, you were saying
lomedet, study, and ovedet, work.
Let's check the word study. Lomed for a male, lomedet for a female. They both use the letters L, M, and D. Lomed, lomedet. Now the word work. Oved for a male, ovedet for a female. They both use the letters O, V, and D. Oved. Ovedet. To sum up, the nature of Hebrew root is they almost always include three letters. These roots are mainly responsible for the meaning of the word, which will be fully achieved when adding vowels, suffixes, and or prefixes to it. Let us try another example, but using the letters R, K, and D. With these letters, the meaning of the word is dense.
Keeping the form, such as in Lomed, while replacing the L, M, and D with R, K, and D, we get Roked.
Keeping the form of Lomedet while replacing the L, M, and D with R, K, and D, we get Rokedet.
Ani Lomed. I study. אני רוקד. I dance.
אני לומדת. I study. אני רוקדת. I dance.
Let's try the next one together. We will use the letters B, D, and K. With these letters, the meaning is check.
As in the form of לומד, check will be בודק. אני בודק. I check or I'm checking.
As in the form of לומדת, it will be בודקת. אני בודקת. I check or I'm checking.
Let's try another. Let us use the root for write, as in write a word. The letters will be K, T, and V.
Following the form of לומד, it will be כותב. אני כותב. I write or I'm writing.
Following the form of לומדת, it will be כותבת. אני כותבת. I write or I am writing.
I am confident that you recognize the simplicity of the changes to be made as long as you learned and follow the basic rules when converting words. This, as all else, does take time and practice. This concludes our grammar section for today. Enjoying these lessons? You can unlock the full Learn Hebrew Pod experience by subscribing right here on Apple Podcasts. As a premium subscriber, you'll get access to all 210 episodes, including parts B and C, with native speaker dialogue, grammar support, and guided practice to help you speak Hebrew with confidence. There's a 7-day free trial, so you can try it out and keep learning at your own pace. And if you are listening on your iPhone, check out our Learn Hebrew Pod app in the App Store. It includes transcripts, grammar and vocabulary interactive presentations, a Hebrew reading course, a Jewish prayers course, and more. Now let's go back to Eran and Liat's monologues. Let us listen to them once, and then, as always, we will give you the optional time to be the Hebrew speakers.
Shalom. Shmi Eran.
Hello. My name is Eran.
Ani student.
I am a student.
אני לומד רפואה.
I study medicine.
אני עובד בבית קפה.
I work in a coffee shop.
שלום. שמי ליאת.
Hello. My name is ליאת.
אני סטודנטית.
I am a student.
אני לומדת משחק.
I study acting.
אני עובדת במסעדה.
I work in a restaurant. תודה. And now, as promised, Eran and Liat will read individual words and sentences in English, and you'll be given some time to respond with the Hebrew translation. Shortly thereafter, they will provide you with the Hebrew, so you may be sure you were correct. Remember, it is helpful for you to repeat the exercise several times. Listen to yourself saying the words out loud. Practice makes perfect.
Say hello. Shalom. Shalom. Say, my name is. Shmi. Shmi. Say, I am. Ani. Ani. Say, a male student. 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 Say, I am a student. Ani student. Ani student. Say, I. Ani. Ani. Say, study, for a male. Lomed. Lomed. Say, medicine. Refua. Refua. Say, I study medicine. אני לומד רפואה. אני לומד רפואה. Say I. אני. אני. Say work for a male. עובד. עובד. Say I work. אני עובד. אני עובד. Say in a coffee shop. בבית קפה. בבית קפה. Say I work in a coffee shop. אני עובד בבית קפה. אני עובד בבית קפה.
Say hello. שלום. שלום. Say my name is. שמי. שמי. Say I am. אני. אני. Say a female student. Studentit. Studentit. Say I am a student. אני סטודנטית. אני סטודנטית. Say I. אני. אני. Say study for a female. לומדת. לומדת. Say acting. משחק. משחק. Say I study acting. אני לומדת משחק. אני לומדת משחק. Say I. אני. אני. Say work for a female. עובדת. עובדת. Say I work. אני עובדת. אני עובדת. Say in a restaurant. במסעדה. במסעדה. Say I work in a restaurant. אני עובדת במסעדה. אני עובדת במסעדה.
תודה לכולכם. Thank you all for being with us. We certainly had a wonderful time and hope you did as well. Please take some time to review this lesson. We are looking forward to meet you again on podcast number 4A. תודה, שלום ולהתראות.
תודה, שלום, להתראות.